Now, it's been described as one of the worst traffic bottlenecks in Surrey, and work starts today to widen and make significant changes to the Runnymede roundabout. It's at a strategic location with connections to the M25 at Junction 13 to Heathrow Airport, Staines, Egremond, Windsor. And the aim is to reduce congestion and make it easier to get into Staines. Now, Peter Stewart is there for us this morning.
Well, that's the noise of some of the cars and the vans and the motorbikes and also an aeroplane from Heathrow Airport going over as well here at the Runnymede roundabout. You know what? Around about 3 million vehicles use the roundabout every year between 8 and 9 in the morning and 5 and 6 on weekdays. And that rush hour figure is expected to rise. And all this is going to be changed. It's going to be renovated. It's going to be built on. It's going to be widened. All sorts of things going on. Colin Kemp is the Surrey County Councillor in charge of highways. Actually, you know what? I said it was busy. It's not as busy as it has been recently, is it, here on this roundabout, Colin?
Perhaps that's due to the notifications we put out and some drivers are actually avoiding it this morning. But we're here quite early this morning, so I'm sure it will get busier as the hours go.
Incidentally, people can also keep an eye out on how it's going to be affecting them locally with a special kind of email alert you've set up.
Yeah, if you go onto the Surrey County Council website and you do a little search for A30, Runnymede roundabout. There's a page there which describes what's going on, but also there's you can sign up for email alerts, so keep you up to date as a project, because obviously the junction will be changing as we go through the project, and you can get email alerts to alert you what's going on.
Okay, well let's find out what is going on. Yeah. Now, just so people can, if you know the area, we've got our backs. We're parked in the Burger King car park, just as a point of reference here. We've got our backs to that. We're looking over to the roundabout. We can see a plane taking off from Heathrow right ahead, and we've got the M25 to our right-hand side. Colin, very briefly, paint a bit of a picture about what's going to be happening here over the next several months.
Well, obviously, this is a major junction. We're sitting on the main A30, which is a major link road through Surrey. We're also on get on and get off the M25 from here as well. So this is a major junction, and anyone that lives or works locally will know how congested this roundabout can be. So what we're doing is we're opening up the junctions, we're opening up the approaches and exits to give driver better access on and off. We're actually putting in a loop. Traffic at the moment that comes off of the M25 and onto the A30 and wants to go to Staines has to negotiate this roundabout all the way round to then go back on themselves and get back towards Staines. We're putting in a loop to avoid the roundabout, which will take a lot of traffic off. And at the same time, we're going to make it easier for pedestrians and cyclists to actually negotiate this, because this is a busy junction with lots of traffic. So we need to think of those as well. So we build pedestrian and cycle lanes and crossing points into the plan, so actually the locals can access the local area better.
Yeah, it's not very user friendly, is it? So to have those slip roads where if you're going just one stop off the roundabout, you can slip round the side of the roundabout. You're not actually going onto it and holding up those other traffic. That kind of thoroughfare that we've seen in other roundabouts in the area, of course. And this whole area is really, really busy. It's quite a transport hub, isn't it? Now, this has been delayed, hasn't it, by over the years. It's something you've wanted to get your teeth into for a while. Is everything now in place? Everything is now going to go shipshape and Bristol fashion?
Everything is now in place. With any project like this, the first thing we have to do is design, come up with some ideas of what we need to do. The second, and probably the difficult part, is actually finding funding. You know, we haven't got money in the pot just to come out and do this sort of thing. So what we do at that point is approach some of the local enterprise partnerships and get the funding together. That's what we've done. The local enterprise partnerships have now come on board with this project. They've authorised the funds, so everything is now in place, and this will now go ahead. As it is starting this morning, we can see the workmen are already on site.